In the last lesson, we have discussed the blocking method as a method to compute errors without computing the autocorrelation time. But as we have discussed, as you have probably seen in your homework, the blocking method converges slowly, so you need to repeat the blocking operation several times, and you get stable results only when the length of the block is much larger than the autocorrelation time. So now we want to discuss an improved blocking method which allows you to compute better errors with a reasonable amount of work and converges much faster than the original blocking method. So let's try to understand why the blocking method converges slowly with the length of the block. So here at page one, there is the Monte Carlo time, and the Monte Carlo time is divided in blocks. So from time zero to time t equal m, the data which belong to this interval form block one, then from m to 2m, we have block two, then from 2m, 3m, we have block three, and so on. So each block has length m. So the basic idea of the blocking method is to assume that successive blocks are uncorrelated, because we compute the error using the uncorrelated formula, so the variance divided by the length, by the number of blocks. So this is the equation we use to compute the errors, and of course this formula assumes that different blocks are uncorrelated. But we must be aware that successive blocks are never uncorrelated. This is quite clear from the second picture on page one. So imagine that here we write the two intervals corresponding to block one and block two. So A corresponds to t equals zero, B corresponds to t equal m, and C corresponds to t equal 2m. So the question is, are block 1 and block 2 uncorrelated? And the answer is clearly no, because the data in the interval DB, which is an interval of typical length 2, are correlated with the data in the interval BE, and vice versa, because correlations decrease with a typical time scale of order 2. So the boundaries are always correlated, because of course one boundary correlates with the boundary data in the successive block. So in each block we have correlations, and these correlations become negligible only if m, which is the total length of the block, is much larger than tau. So this explains why the method converges slowly, because we should make the correlations, the boundary correlations, negligible compared to the total. And this, of course, happens only if the length of the block is much larger than the length of the intervals which are correlated at the boundaries, which is, of course, of order of the autocorrelation time. So this is the reason why the method converges as 1 over n. So what is the basic idea of the improved blocking method? Well, the improved blocking method includes these correlations. It does not assume that the successive blocks are uncorrelated. It assumes that block 1 and block 3 are uncorrelated. And this, of course, is more or less true as long as m is a few tau. There are no correlations between block 1 and block 3. It assumes that block 1 and block 4 are uncorrelated, but it does not assume that block 1 and block 2, block 2 and block 3, block 3 and block 4, successive blocks, are uncorrelated. And the idea is to include the autocorrelation time of the blocks at distance 1, only the first term, in the procedure. So the practical procedure works as described in page 2. So we compute the blocks. So for instance, we compute the first block. The first block is obtained by blocking the data 2 by 2. So we have the number of blocks is now m, which is equal to capital N divided by 2. So we estimate the variance of F, of capital F1, and also the autocorrelation function at time difference 1. This is the autocorrelation between successive blocks. We neglect all the other autocorrelations, so we neglect the autocorrelation at time 2, 3, 4. This is what we neglect. And we estimate now the error as the 1 over m, which is the number 1, the inverse of the number of blocks, multiplied, and in square bracket we include the variance of capital F1, which would assume uncorrelated blocks, and then we also include the autocorrelation time at time equal 1, so 2c1, so the correlation function at distance 1. And we repeat the same procedure for all different blocks. So we repeat for capital F2, which is obtained by blocking the data in groups of 4, capital F3, which groups the data in blocks of length 8, and so on. This is a better estimate of the error because we take into account the bulk of the effect. The bulk of the effect is the correlations between the boundary terms in the successive blocks. And here again, there is our example, work example, in which the autocorrelation function decays exponentially as e to minus k over 10 with an exponential autocorrelation time of 10. And here we compare the error that you would estimate with the standard procedure and the improved procedure. And you see that if you take blocks with k equal 4, which is 16, m equals 16, which is something like 1.5 tau, which is not very much, with the standard procedure you underestimate the variance by a factor of 2, while in the improved procedure you underestimate the variance by 10%, which means that you can just use blocks of length 16 to get a reasonable estimate of the error. Imagine you have to take the square root of the number, so the difference is 10%, you would get some error with an error of 5%, which is again more or less okay for most of the purposes. While in the other case the error is much bigger because the variance is underestimated by a factor of 2. So you see here you just need blocks which have length of 2 tau. In the improved method, if your blocks have a length of twice the autocorrelation time or three times the autocorrelation time, for instance k equal 5, the estimate is already okay. Simply because successive blocks, the correlations between successive blocks are taken into account, while blocks 1 and blocks 3 are separated by a time interval of order, say, imagine that you take k equal 5, so by 3 tau, so they are really essentially uncorrelated, because the boundary points of block 1 are essentially uncorrelated from the boundary data in block 3, because they are separated by time length of order of 3 tau. So 3 tau is a big interval, and so these two blocks are really already uncorrelated, and so the error that you make is really small. So the improved blocking method is much better than the standard blocking method and allows you to retain reliable errors with a limited effort and with much smaller blocks than in the original case.